Mike, we've been doing this for a few years.
This is our 15th year for Meals in the Field. It's a program that really kind of started out of a brainstorming session and grew into a program that just keeps to the popularity has maintained itself over those years, and we've been out to a lot of farms.
And the purpose is to help educate farmers about farm safety and building those relationships that you have with your farmer customers. It's been successful at that, but it's been more than that.
Yes, the whole emphasis of it was farm safety. The reason for us having it during National Farm Safety and Health Week. It was a program that we wanted to be able to do something for the industry and the community of farming. And we know how accidents and accidental deaths for farming, how it can affect the industry, how it can affect the families. But you're right, it has grown more than that. It has become really community-centric for Farm Credit. And every year we still get people asking, when are you going to do Meals in the Field? Are you going to be in this area? And many times we encourage those, if they're nearby, to stop in because it's that safe farming message is not just for the recipients of Meals in the Field. It is for everyone involved. And that's one of the things we ask the recipients to do is invite your friends, invite your family, invite your neighbors. It's more than just one meal for one farm. We like to have as many people there as we possibly can that we can handle for sure. But, you know, we've had some meals that have gone as, we've had as many as, I think, 69 or 70 folks there. We did a meal at an orchard a few years back. And then we also have those three or four mom and pop small family get-togethers that, you know, they're just so wonderful in that, in the conversation and the interaction that you can have, and it just really reinforces the beauty of the relationships that we have within agriculture.
Success is not about the numbers. That's not the yardstick that you use for measuring this, as you have just said. But the numbers are impressive if you look at this year and then go back and total up what you've seen in 15 years.
Yes, the numbers of people that we have reached, that we've provided meals for, the farms we've been on, I think are the highest number we had. We got up to almost providing 1,300 meals one year. And invariably, we're always in that, seem to always be around that 900 to 1,000 mark. You know, we've crossed a lot of paths. And for the last several years, every time we go out, we provide a farm safety kit that's specifically beneficial to farming. And it's got the bandages and the eye washes and the splints and everything that most farmers would have anyway. Those have been well received. We have received testimonials from individuals that have used those. And once they were used, they commented on how useful they were. And was, is there any way that I can buy another one or get another one? So that's just one of the small stories of the benefits that this Meals in the Field program has brought to people within Farm Credit Illinois service territory. And it stretches beyond that. We get calls a lot from other associations wanting to know, how do you do this? How have you set this up? How did you start it? And yet, it all comes back to the farm. It all comes back to the beauty and the lifestyle that we know of farming. And that's where the relationship starts. It grows, and yet it still stays with the farm.
And there are years when, during the harvest season, those hoppers aren't filling up quite as fast as they are this year. And still, it is success. And when you have a year like this, when we are seeing, for the most part, the numbers that you're hearing coming in, pretty darn good. It sheds even a better light on it.
Yes, that's part of the seasonality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we could predict the weather and what harvest is going to be like from year to year, think where we could be. But that, again, that's what we call farming. Mm-hmm. And no one could have really understood or predicted how 2012 turned out versus this year. Such a diversity there of differences in years. And yet there's always that need for safety. There's always that need for that message. And often when the yields aren't quite as good, or when the weather isn't quite as cooperative, maybe delivering that message keeps someone from getting a little anxious, keeps someone from getting a little complacent. And whereas, you know, you get those years of bountiful harvests like we're seeing this year, you know, it's a steady operation, it's a steady stream. We've got this amount of fields to harvest, and we've got this amount of equipment, so it's going to take time. So you're planning for it. And oftentimes, if the harvest isn't going as smoothly, we may see some complacency take place that could result in an accident, and thus we need to be out there delivering that safe message even then.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about it?
It's been just joyful. You know, it's one of those things that you look forward to every year, and you know, when it's over, you're going, oh, wow, it's over. But then in a couple of weeks, you start looking like, okay, what are we going to do next year?
That's exactly right.
It's been very good. It's been very rewarding. We've been on all kinds of operations and all throughout our 60 county area, and everyone has just been so gracious and so welcoming and genuinely appreciative of what we're doing, and that really reinforces the importance of it.